Board, we've taken a long look at turnover rate and an area of need, and when we look at our most needy population, our limited English proficient students, the bilingual program and our bilingual teachers are absolutely crucial to our success. We feel like moving the bilingual stipend to a $6,000 figure will help us tremendously with retaining bilingual teachers in the district. We have had several teachers resign and move to neighboring districts because they pay very similarly with regard to base pay and the stipend. This would definitely set us apart. And I know we've oftentimes thought, well, you know, our benefits are so good that that should retain. And what I'm finding in the HR world, as talking to my colleagues, is, you know, with the new Affordable Health Care Act, our baby teachers are staying on their parents' health insurance till age 26. So when these teachers come out of college at 22, they really don't even look at your insurance because they can stay on mom and dad's or whatever, stay on the family plan, and not even have to spend anything. So it's a little bit of a harder sell now with benefits for the younger folks than it is. It's certainly very attractive. Benefits are very attractive for us. We hear that all the time for those who, especially those who have families. And I think we want to continue down that with the benefits we have. We certainly wouldn't want to do anything to take away from that. But again, we feel like this is a substantial change that we want to recommend for our bilingual teachers to retain one of the most difficult areas to fill. And it's not just difficult because there's a shortage, but if you look at the state data, the number of bilingual teachers that are being produced by the education prep programs in the state has gone in half, essentially. The rigor is higher. The proficiency exam for language is tougher than it's ever been. And recently with the state legislature, they passed a new little rule for us to follow, which means that now teachers can only take a completion test, an exit test, four times. If they have been unsuccessful four times, they're done. They can't ever take it again. And the BTLPT, which is the language proficiency test for bilingual, is one of the most challenging tests that any teacher takes. So it's really becoming harder and harder to fill bilingual teacher positions. And we spend a lot of our resources in our department in HR to go out and recruit. And it's really disappointing when we spend so much time, energy, and effort, and we get them to the community, and they're here a year or two, and then they leave to go to a neighboring district, or, you know, we lose them from our district.